We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio. Oh, 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 oh. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know. Sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. And my house is not much to talk about.
Zach Brown is your artist of the day, but it's really Keep Sam From Jumping Out of the Third Floor Window music.
Thankfully, the windows do not open.
Yeah. Why do you think they built them that way, kid?
You know, maybe.
They weren't stupid. Good afternoon, everybody. Good to be with you. What were you telling me during the break? We've got some hot butt crack clip or something. What's that about?
What?
What? No.
You said get ready. Yes. We've got hot butt crack coming up. And I'm like, what?
No. The Mississippi governor did something really nice and asked everyone to submit the names of their graduating seniors. And he was going to read the names. And 99.9% of the names submitted were actual names of graduates in his fine state.
Here we go.
One of the names was not.
Do we have the audio?
Yeah.
Is it clean?
First name Harry.
Oh, God.
I will say that I have not screened this, but it's the governor, so I'm assuming it's clean.
Okay. And if it's not, just be ready for the dump, okay?
A special shout-out to the 2020 class of Florence High School. It seems like a mighty long time ago when I graduated in 1992.
Yeah,
but you know, once an Eagle, always an Eagle. Mm-hmm. And so, particularly to Samuel Courtney, who is the valedictorian at Florence High School, a title I never had, congratulations, I'm proud of you. To all the Florence Eagles, let's keep rolling. Aaron Javon Cannon, Blake Christian Brode, Harry Ashcraft.
I don't want to hear the whole boring once an Eagle, always an Eagle, but like, starting with the valedictorian.
Bro, Harry Ashcraft.
Yeah.
That's a Bart Simpson moment right there.
It is a Bart Simpson moment. I laughed all morning at that joke, Scott. I think we're all losing our minds, and I'm 12 years old again because that is funny.
Roland, Aaron Javon Cannon, Blake Christian Brode, Harry Ashcraft.
Prankster Thomas DeMartini took credit for the juvenile joke. Proud moment. I just got Tate Reeves to say the name Harry Ashcraft on Facebook Live. And yes, I've been laughing for about 25 minutes now. The governor rolled with the punches, by the way, and tweeted, Harry's submitter has a bright future as a Simpsons writer. In 10 minutes, we'll be honoring more graduates on Facebook Live. May even Ben, the pride of the Dover family.
Oh, my God. That's so good. So good. And so the name was submitted as Crack?
Yes. What was it Bart Simpson said, Sam?
Seymour Butts. Hi, I'm calling for Seymour.
Seymour Butts?
Aging Seymour Butts.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to say it on the air, but nothing beats Fast Times at Richmond High.
Say it on.
Hmm?
I wouldn't say it.
I am not going to say it on the air. From Cooper City, Florida, former NFL star Chad Johnson, Ocho Cinco, left a $1,000 tip for his waiter after dining at a restaurant in Florida that recently reopened amid the coronavirus outbreak. Johnson wrote on the $37 tab, congrats on reopening. Sorry about the pandemic. Hope this helps. I love you. As he gave a $1,000 tip on a $37 tab. He tweeted a photo of the receipt from Havana's Cuban Cuisine in Cooper City with the caption, Proverbs 11:25, a Bible verse that states, a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. I love everything about this story, but the fact that he bragged about it.
Let me ask you this. If you were the server who happened to be the one serving him, do you split it with the rest of the wait staff?
I think the preferred answer would be yeah. But if I've just gotten back from 2 months, not working a table.
Yeah.
I got kids to feed. I got a mortgage to pay. The answer is probably no. It was my good luck that I got to serve Chad Johnson and Ocho Cinco decided to give me a $1,000 tip, and man, I got bills adding up at home. I mean, I got to look out for number one.
And, did you read the story speaking about doing the right thing of the family out on a drive, and they see two bags lying in the road? Now, I thought this was a little weird because if I saw something lying in the middle of the road, I would not stop and investigate. I would assume it was a bomb and be like, nope, not going over there.
Or family was separate parts of a dead body. Yeah, but okay.
Yeah, they saw two bags. They took the bags and just tossed them in their trunk, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they get home and they open the bags and they find nearly $1 million inside the bags. David and Emily Shantz left their Caroline County home with their children last Saturday and drove their pickup truck over what they thought was a bag of trash. Then they stopped and picked it up, as well as another bag nearby. They tossed the bags in the back of their pickup and kept on riding. Only when they returned home did they discover the bag contained money inside their plastic baggies, and they were addressed with something that said cash vault. They called the sheriff's department. The deputies took inventory, determined it totaled nearly $1 million, and we are still waiting to hear if they get a reward. Now, Scott, you have said this before. If you found a bunch of bags of money lying next to an ATM where there's surveillance everywhere, you would turn that in.
Mm-hmm.
These were lying in the middle of the road.
Nope.
Keep it?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
There must be something.
Yeah. When you're driving down the road and there's $1 million in plastic bags, that didn't come from the bank. That's not somebody who is being honest. That's not somebody who is, you know, doing the right thing, if you will. This is a drug deal.
Vault, Scott. Huh? No, it says cash vault. Don't you think that means it was supposed to be a bank deposit?
And nobody who dropped that bag out of those two bags out of the back of their car. First of all, there are so many things about this story that I have a problem with. Who rides around with $1 million in cash, first of all? Secondly, in trash bags, what are you going to do? Just walk into the bank, say, like to make a deposit? Okay, sir, what do you got? And then you secure it in a way in a car that it could potentially fall out. You're too dumb to have $1 million. Thank you. I'll take care of it from here.
I think these were like canvas bank bags. And then inside the canvas bags, the money was in.
Okay, you're still too stupid. You put the bags in a vehicle in a way that they could potentially fall out. You're dumb.
I'm not asking if the person was dumb. I'm asking, would you keep it? It is in the middle of the road.
Why does anyone have $1 million in cash? Give me one good
reason.
Because
they drive a Brinks truck.
Okay. Okay. Now, would Brinks say, you know, hey, we lost $1 million. If you found it, we'd really appreciate it if you return it. Did they do that? No. I don't know.
Would you keep it, Sam?
Ooh, I don't know. That's a tough one.
It'd be hard to turn that back in.
It'd be tough to turn back in, but also I'd be afraid that somebody saw me pick it up and
right.
They're going to come for it.
Yeah, where are they going to come for you? In Tahiti?
They'll find me. If they want that $1 million, they'll find me.
I don't know. I think if it was a Brinks truck, it would say Brinks on the bag.
Well, the sheriff's department says they're trying to figure out how it ended up in the middle of the road, but they do believe they know why it was there. Like, mm-hmm. That's why I think it's going to be a bank truck.
All right. 576-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Hello, Moe's Tavern, birthplace of the Rob Roy.
Is Seymour there? Last name, Butts.
Just a sec. Hey, is there a Butts here? Seymour Butts? Hey, everybody, I want to see more Butts!
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away,
wonder
this time where she's gone.
Maybe late. Still great.
Wonder if she's gone.
Good day on Wall Street. Dow was up 354 points.
Ain't no sunshine.
From the "Ooh, you're gonna burn in hell" file. Nursing homes have no claim to their resident stimulus checks, but that has not stopped some facilities from trying to take them anyway.
Ugh.
The Federal Trade Commission reported that nursing homes in several states are requesting residents sign over their stimulus checks and then make sure that they go burn in hell. The facilities may say they get to keep the payment if a patient is on Medicaid, which is not true, said Lois Greisman, the FTC's Elder Justice Coordinator. Here's why the stimulus checks are considered tax credit per the CARES Act, which is providing economic relief to people and businesses. Those tax credits do not count as resources for federal benefit programs like Medicaid, so the government cannot claim them, and neither can a nursing home. Easiest way to burn in hell is take old people's money when they don't know you're doing it.
You know that's all taxable, Scott.
Is that true? I've heard both stories on that.
I looked this up, and it said come April, people are going to freak out because they are going to owe a ton of money because they're going out and buying whatever they're buying without putting money away for taxes.
Mm-hmm.
The stimulus payment is not taxable. The $600 that you're getting on unemployment, the additional $600, is taxable. So the payment is just a payment directly to you, free and clear. You don't have to pay it back. You don't owe taxes. However, the $600 is taxable.
Yes. So the teenagers that we were talking about yesterday, Scott, that are getting thousands of dollars for working 3 hours in one job.
Yeah.
Remind people what that caller said.
There was a caller who phoned in yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, who said his daughter had just started a new job a week before this whole thing went down. And I'm going off memory here, so Dan, if I mess something up, please correct me. And she had worked 1 3-hour shift.
Yep.
Last week, she received her first $1,200 check?
No, so it was unemployment back pay. And so she had been working 3 hours a week.
But she had only worked one shift.
I don't think that that was part of the story, if I remember correctly.
I thought that's what he said. Okay.
But anyway, she was only working 3 hours a week, and she got a $2,500 check worth of back pay. It was like $2,400 and some change worth of back pay for the $600 additional unemployment help. And she's 17 years old, living in his home. And as he stated, her bank account is bigger than his.
And that's what I'm talking about is going to be taxed, Sam. All of these young people who are getting that benefit are going to be taxed on that money.
I don't think that was what he was worried about. I think he was more concerned that his daughter basically has no job and just got dropped a $2,500 check from the federal government.
Yeah.
Talk about giving out money.
She is unemployed. I mean,
she had a 3 hour a week gig. She wasn't
does she
even
have it now. No.
No.
And she's making quadruple. It's crazy.
But you know what? If I was 17 years old and they sent me a check for $2,500, I'm going straight to the bank. I'm not giving that back. My dad already paid that much. If I'm dad, though, I'm grabbing that check. Like, you're endorsing this over to me, and I am going to...
You can't do that. That's to her.
She's 17 years old and living in my house. She doesn't even have a job.
What was funny is they're still waiting on their check. The parents are still waiting on their money, but the 17-year-old daughter got her check.
You know what I would do then? If I can't have her endorse that check over to me, every night, I'm like... Yeah, Domino's? Yeah. Hey, how you doing? Here's the address. And then as soon as they pull up, I'm like, Ashley, you got this. Because you're the only one in this house who's got any money. And you better give him a good tip.
No, I would not take that money from my child.
You lie.
No, I would not teach them how to budget it. This is a lot of money. It is not.
I don't believe you. You're providing a roof over their head. You're providing food on the table.
We would provide that anyway.
I know. And now you're going to get to provide even more because you just got $2,500. Mom. That's what I'm saying. Telephone number here is 576-7798. Let's get to the newsroom in just a moment. Sam Stevie III, Dana Ryan, I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
You got a quarter? I passed out last night and I never made it home. San Antonio. Now my head hurts bad, and I ain't wearing shoes. Gonna find my wallet and my way back home to you.
Hey, I'm not doing a I told you so moment. I'm not. But a lot of people writing in on the text line in regards to that story that we were sharing right before the break. Scott even stopped the guy and asked him to repeat it. New job, had only worked 1 3-hour shift.
Yeah, that's
because I couldn't believe it when he was telling that story yesterday, Dana. I was like, wait, hang on, partner. You're telling me your daughter worked 1 3-hour shift, was able to file for some sort of unemployment or whatever, and got a check for $2,500. And there are other people saying this is correct. I was listening yesterday. She only worked a 1 3-hour shift. And just got a $2,500 check from the federal government.
Either way, it's ridiculous.
Dude, they're just throwing this money out left and right.
Well, you can't fault her for taking advantage of the system that's been provided.
I would fault her in this regard. You worked a 1 3-hour shift. You're 17 years old. To receive the money, you would have had to apply for unemployment. And that's gaming the system. And... so on that regard, yes, I do fault her. I also fault the system for not catching on and saying, hang on now. You worked 1 shift for 3 hours at the Baskin-Robbins or wherever the hell she was. I don't know. And you want us to write you a check? Now, I understand, you know, these things are probably more often than not automated. And they're rushing checks out left and right, just trying to get, you know, money into people's hands so that the economy doesn't tank even worse than it already has. But at some point you have to say, okay, you need to send that check back.
Well, where's the threshold?
If you work a 1 3-hour shift and you get $2,500 in unemployment, which, by the way, theoretically, she might still keep getting.
Oh, yeah.
I would say you probably need to start sending that money back. Now, if you don't.
But where's the threshold? Where would you say people should get it?
I don't know, Dana. That's above my pay grade. I don't know. I would, if I was the government, and I'm not, obviously, I would say you need to have been in your job for 3 months prior to the beginning of March. And I'm just spitballing here right now. 3 months prior to the beginning of March, more than 20 hours a week, and either be furloughed or laid off. And then we'll help you. But I always thought that unemployment, and maybe somebody can help me here, was supposed to, because I, you know, got, you know, knock on wood, and God bless, I haven't had to ever file for unemployment, but, you know, the day is young and so is the show. I was always under the impression that you get 60% of whatever your salary was, which is the incentive to go back out and try to, you know, it keeps you afloat, but it gives you an incentive to go back out and try to find new work at a comparable rate. How is $2,500 a month even remotely in the ballpark of what we would consider comparable for a 17-year-old girl making minimum wage at a three-hour-a-week job?
But they had to make it a flat number, and the flat number was $600 a week. So you're going to have people on the high end that are missing out on money they would have been making, and you're going to have people on the low end getting more than they should.
Okay, but wouldn't you argue she's kind of really at the, like, she sets the bar at the low end?
It doesn't get much lower. She probably made $24 that day.
Mm-hmm.
$25.
And now she's making $2,500. Now, in what world does that make any sense?
I know.
Sam, if we have a call or callers, let's go to them if we could, please, sir.
It's an imperfect system, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but it always makes me nervous, and I understand, you know, the world we're living in right now. I get it. But we're just throwing money out the door. Just completely throwing money out the door.
Let's go to Mike in Overland Park.
Hey, Mike. Good afternoon, buddy. Welcome. Glad to have you.
Love you. Love your show. Our show. Everyone's show.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Well, I came starting to work, in the mid to late 90s, you know, like Portlandia, you didn't really need to have a job. And so we worked a lot of temp jobs like Sprint here and there. And so, you know, I kind of learned unemployment on both the Kansas and Missouri side, you know, and helped people later on throughout the years get on it. And there's a few things is each state has a different amount that they give you. Like Missouri is one of the lowest. I mean, I was making, you know, I think you always take the taxes out, you know, out of the checks because you'll, you know, L at the end of the year. But, I mean, it was like 200 some dollars a week, like 212 a week. When in Kansas, it would be like 345 a week. And that's just the state rules. You know, like quitting a job, I mean, I quit a job once with cause because my boss, like, almost, you know, started a fight and tried to beat me up, but, you know, it was good that he didn't. And I quit with cause and I was able to get unemployment. But if you just quit a job, you aren't supposed to be able to get unemployment. Like if you quit with no cause or you're fired for violating, you know, company policy.
Yeah, you have to be fired or furloughed, right?
You have to be laid off, like fired without, like, you know, violating company policy, you know, and also if you, yeah, your job's done. Like me, our office, I've texted you before, but our office, you know, is closing August 28th, and we've already let some people go, but, you know, they've moved to stop the $600 a week payments to July 31st. So, like, I know people that are leaving, you know, part of the people are leaving at the end of June, so they get 4 weeks of it. Me, if, you know, I don't find another job by then, I don't get the 600. I mean, there is abuse, but that can be reconciled later. I mean, they, you know, it's, you know, those are the rules. I mean, you're basically got to get laid off, office closes, or you're let go without, like, you know, violating company policy.
But wait, for the $600, that is not true. For the $600, all you have to do is say that you are quitting or not going back because of COVID, and you are eligible for that money.
Yeah, that's federal money.
It's federal.
Oh, yeah, I know. I mean, it's a huge amount. It was crazy. You know, I didn't, you know, I mean, I thought of it like, well, if I lost one in August, you know, I mean, it would help. But, you know, the whole bill was just so rushed and so, with so many loopholes and everything. I mean, it was just a disaster. It is helping some people. A lot of people are getting shafted, you know, except for the rich people that are getting their loans, which they'll figure out a way, you know, to say that, oh, we follow the rules so we don't have to pay it back. But, you know, the little people, I mean, in Republicans' eyes, you know, heaven forbid that the little people get a temporary, it's always temporary, you know, a little more than they may have made, because they might not be going back to work for a couple years.
All right, don't inject politics into this conversation.
I was going to say, what are
okay,
you doing?
Okay, I'll erase all politics. let's just say
all you're going to do is give me an aneurysm and a really bad headache.
Everybody signed off on this legislation.
That's right. Both sides.
Both sides.
Had to go through the House, had to go through the Senate, and the president had to sign it. If you don't like it, they're all to blame. Here's what bothers me, Dana, to the previous caller's point, though, about, you know, the rich getting taken care of. The L.A. Lakers got $4.5 million. The Oakland Athletics, I was watching SportsCenter this morning, are not going to be able to, quote, pay their rent this month on the stadium of $1.2 million because of coronavirus. You're a Major League Baseball franchise worth hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, and you can't pay $1.2 million in rent? Come on.
Come on.
Come on, man. 576-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
You're a rich girl and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
Don't you know?
Don't you know?
Come on.
That is wrong.
Oh. All notes. Right on. The telephone number here is 576-7798. You have changed your scenery so many times this afternoon. What are you doing?
Laying down right now?
Now she's laying down on her stomach on a bed.
Don't ask. Don't ask.
Okay. Let's go to Ray in Perry. Ray, good afternoon. Hello, my friend. Ray.
Yeah.
What up, brother?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well, man. Thank you for asking.
Hey, I wish I could live at home. They've been driving me like a Hebrew slave.
You wish you could what at home? Wait, say it again.
I wish I could just sit at home, because I've been working ever since all this started. But
what do you do?
I'm a truck driver. Kansas goes by your last four quarters of what you've earned to determine what you're eligible for on unemployment.
Okay.
So I don't understand how this 17-year girl worked one shift and had four quarters to look back on. So they may make her pay it all back when they catch up to it.
Or they're just throwing money out the door like chickens out of a coop and just...
Well, the unemployment is taxable.
Yes.
And truck on the unemployment. Before I got a year-round truck driving job, I was having to do unemployment part of the year. And they hit me every year for about $1,500 in taxes just on my unemployment.
Hmm. Well, hey, brother, you stay safe out there, and you just keep doing God's work, okay?
I'm just trying to keep the wheels on the pavement and smiling the cars off my bumper.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what's your handle?
Oh, boy.
They call me Radar.
Your handle is Radar? Okay. Connie and hang, we got it, Radar. We got a kind of a weak connection here. Connie in Kansas City. Connie, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi. Say, they Kansas and Missouri based that unemployment on the previous quarter or quarters prior to the quarter you claim in. So in order to qualify for that unemployment, that person had to have worked prior to that job, and then they qualified for that extra $600 federal money.
How do you prove that you've been fired or furloughed?
Oh, they check.
Well, they how do they check? I mean, what's the mechanism there?
Well, you make your, I think, as far as I know, you make your claim, then they contact the employer, and if there's no dispute, then you start getting your unemployment. If there is a dispute, if the employer disagrees with what happened, then you have to go into a arbitration kind of a situation.
And do you have to defend
yourself?
Do you
really think they're doing that?
I don't know. It's usually just by verbally over the phone or in writing. So I'm not saying they didn't skip any steps, but I'm sure that this person, because they can just look it up on their computers, they can just see where you had withholdings at a job. They can tell if you've worked or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess, Connie, do appreciate the call. Dana, I'm just a little fishy about this. I mean, you know, we talk about debt in this country, and maybe now is not the time to talk about it, but they've shoveled more than $2 trillion out the door in less than a month and a half. You're not telling me that people are getting money that should not be getting money? That they're not just opening the door and just, like, shoveling it right out?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, what do we do about it? I mean, we're talking about $2 trillion.
Scott, dead people are getting checks.
17-year-old girls are getting checks.
23-year-old guys are not getting checks.
Good point, Samuel. That's a really good point. Have you tried?
What do you mean? Have I tried to get my stimulus check?
Yeah.
There's nothing I can do. I just have to sit and wait.
Well, if they don't know you're there, how are they going to know to send you a check?
Well, so there's options that you can do, like the non-filers thing. But after further research, they told me that that would not expedite the process at all. That my best bet is to sit and wait.
And wait.
You know, Sarah worked all year, and she filed her taxes long before I did. And she is owed from the federal government $300. Now, she really wants her, it's actually $330. Sarah really wants her $330. It has not come. And she
Nope.
And she was so mad because I filed my taxes on April 13th. And I got more back than she did. I'll just say that. And when that check came, I went running through the house with it hailed over my head, screaming, I got my tax return. I got my tax return. I thought she was going to well, I couldn't help myself. It was funny. I thought she was going to blow a gasket. That girl, and I told her, I said, I'll just write you a check for $300 and you can pay me back when it comes back. And she says, no, I want my money from the government. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right off the block. News is next. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.